You're listening to Flip This Risk, where it's time for a new conversation about risk management. From the boardroom all the way to the barbershop down the street, you can overcome fear of risk and thrive. Join your host, Dr. Karen Hardy, for candid conversations with industry leaders from across the globe. Dr. Karen brings her experience as an industry thought leader, best-selling author, and Apex Award winner to each episode. On the forefront of today's risk management strategies, helping leaders from small and large businesses overcome risk and feel confident in their choices. Let's start the show.
Yes, I came across your book about, you know, just the title alone caught my attention in terms of behavior and risk management, the same title. So it automatically got me to think about it has to do with people can control and involved in this behavior. So let me just first start by asking, why are the risk personality types important?
The risk personality is a complex idea. Mm-hmm. Has got many dimensions. So some of the key issues have to do with the extent to which we experience or anticipate experiencing losses as painful, how painful relative to gains on the upside. Mm-hmm. It has to do with the degree to which people feel the need to be in control of their situations. It has to do with the degree to which we're optimistic, the degree to which we have a rosy outlook on life, generally or not, dispositional optimism. Yeah. Because we're social animals, it has to do with the degree to which we feel comfortable interacting with others. Emotions are really important. How hopeful we are, how fearful we are, mm-hmm. The degree to which success is important to us, how ambitious we are, the degree to which we set exceptionally high goals or moderate goals. All of those factors combine to define our personalities. And in addition, our personalities are also driven by the outlooks we have, the way we interpret the world, the degree to which we are susceptible to making judgmental errors or having judgmental accuracy. So our personalities relate to all of these issues, and we vary. We're different. There's a whole spectrum, and we live in a landscape, and some of us live in one part of the landscape, and other people live in other parts of the landscape. And it's important because it's important to know something about our own personalities, because we're better able to make decent decisions if we know ourselves. If you choose to go on a mountain climbing vacation, it's a good idea to know whether or not you have a fear of heights.
You may want to check that out before you decide to go to do that.
That's right. And if you don't know your risk personality, you may sign up for a mountain climbing vacation and then learn you do have a fear of heights. So knowing yourself is important because it can help you make better decisions in how to manage risk. So that's the short answer. Mm-hmm. But I gave it in a longer context because it's important to understand what risk personality means. And I hope I've given, you know, a flavor of how to think about it in a risk management context.
No, it sounds good because it reinforces the idea that you need to know who you are.
Yes.
Even before you even get to risk.
That's right.
Who are you as an individual? What is your type? What is your temperament? And then that can actually influence how you view risk or the lens that you look at risk, correct?
Well, that's correct. The lens. I like that phrase. Look, it's the lens that you look through the world at. It provides a sense of your worldview, the way that you interpret the world around you and the way that you interpret the world within.
So we have a better understanding of what our personality is, that can really keep us out of a lot of trouble, in terms of, well, I'm not going to turn right if I'm the risk personality type that leans to the left, or so forth and so on. So does that help us, you know, better prepare to take and manage risk by knowing our risk personality type?
Yes. So if we're going to be managing, typically we think about managing within an organization. Mm-hmm. And that means that we're going to be interacting with others who are likely to live in different parts of the risk landscape, the risk personality landscape. And so the better able we are to both understand ourselves and to understand others in a non-judgmental way, mm-hmm. The better able we'll be to be more effective players.
Yeah.
In working with others to accomplish a common goal. Organizations make decisions collectively. That's not to say that it's egalitarian or democratic. There, you know, most organizations have hierarchies, but it's important to gain feedback in order to both develop a shared sense of information as different people contribute different pieces of knowledge to help us us inform ourselves about the situation we face, but also to balance each other mm-hmm. in terms of the parts of our personality that might be extreme. And the example I like to give is to explain that organizations in the private sector that are headed by chief executive officers, by CEOs, who are highly optimistic and very aggressive in their risk-taking, most of them tend to choose chief financial officers and chief risk officers who are different from them, who will balance their tendency to be exceptionally aggressive, mm-hmm. who will temper their extremes. So they understand that they need somebody to help provide some of the counterbalance to where they feel they might be exceptionally strong and get themselves and their organizations into trouble. It's not always the case, but it happens more often than not that CEOs choose to work with people who will tend to lean in the other direction.
You're listening to Flip This Risk Podcast with Dr. Karen Hardy, and we'll be right back with more great conversation after this. Do you want to write a book but don't know where to start? No worries, we've got you covered. Become a published risk management author with Flip This Risk Books. Flip This Risk Books is an international award-winning book series written by industry subject matter experts and practitioners, just like you. Want to build your professional brand and authority in the field? Write a chapter for our next book series. Visit flipthisriskbooks.com.
Well, that's great insight towards that in terms of embracing balance. And in having diversity of people who have different personality types towards risk. So that's right. That's not a bad thing. That's actually a good thing because everyone doesn't view risk the same. And according to your book, there are actually four risk personalities. Did you want to quickly mention what those four are?
Sure. So we call them risk styles. And they're the starting point for thinking about the broader issue of personality. But I like to begin with them because they give us a set of anchors to really have some structure to the discussion. So some people, we call them maximizers. One is how ambitious are they? And so the idea of maximizing is setting high ambitions and wanting to achieve a lot. And conservators think the world's not stable and the least little perturbation can get you to fall over the edge. Then you have a set of styles that are sort of between these two. And then the last risk style are called pragmatists. And both the organizations will have conversations to try and sort out what makes the most sense, given that different people will disagree. And in healthy organizations, you have leaders that are tolerant of dissent, that view dissent as constructive and encourage conversations in order to achieve a balance in perspectives, that where judgmental errors tend to get washed out by having different people contribute different ideas.
That is fantastic. You know, earlier you mentioned about the deck of cards, and after a while you're shuffling, you know what the probabilities are. But we also have to remember that we may be playing with an entirely different set of cards.
That's right.
Exactly. Entirely. All aces, all queens, who knows what the mix will be. Thank you, sir. I look forward to speaking to you again sometime in the near future.
Pleasure will be mine.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much for this discussion today.
Absolutely.
Helping you feel secure is our strategy, all the way from the boardroom to the barbershop down the street. Subscribe at flipthisriskpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.